A small business owner is seeing new shoots of growth, literally. Cassandra Douglas-Hill is the CEO of True Leaf Farm, which produces microgreens and leafy vegetables, as well as fish, from her home in suburban Broome. She uses a growing technique called aquaponics, which combines hydroponics with aquaculture. The microgreens are destined for restaurants around Broome, and that side of the business has restarted after the pandemic shutdown. But it was an unforeseen effect of the virus restrictions which saw another part of her business flourish. Cassandra, who won an AgriFutures grant in 2018 to expand her urban farm, says she's able to grow throughout much of the year.
In one of my systems, the system that's completed at the moment, I actually have better growing in the wet season, because I think you have to be very careful about the types of plants that you want to grow. Obviously, I don't grow broccoli and cauliflower in my system because we can get those crops readily available from down south shipped up. I like to grow unusual varieties of vegetables like purple sango leaf radish, which most people don't know what to do with, but it's like an amazing plant in the wet season. It just grows so fast and it's bright purple and it's gorgeous, really beautiful flavour. And things like normal coriander that we all love to get from the supermarket, it doesn't grow when the temperatures, it doesn't germinate when the temperatures are above 20 degrees Celsius. So, or it is very difficult to grow in the wet season, but there are things like sawtooth herb, which I call Mexican coriander or Thai coriander, which can be like a weedy plant that you often find in your lawns. But it's perfect over the wet season. It grows prolifically and it's a really pungent coriander flavour. So I think you just need to choose your vegetables and be a little bit more diverse.
How have you and True Leaf Farm been affected by the COVID shutdowns?
I have actually never been busier. So when the restaurant shut, we obviously thought that we'd probably go on hold for a while. But it was really quite opportunistic for us because we also had previously tried making pots of herbs for sale for the domestic sale, and we had all these pots available and there was this shortage of seedlings in town, and so we sold them as seedlings and people were really happy with them. So we used our seed that we'd usually use for microgreens, and we grew seedlings and sold them locally. Myotan sold a few for us, but we just sold them through, you know, word of mouth and social media, and that worked really well. And we converted our system that was predominantly for microgreens, and we changed it so that it would grow leafy greens, but it's called a slab method, which is, think of it as like growing lettuce on carpet in an NFT tray. So we experimented with that for a while, which was really good to do when the microgreens weren't selling. So we kind of thought, well, what can we do? We can grow as much food as we can in the system that we do have and distribute it locally, which we did. You know, I'm still learning a lot and learning how systems work, and we'll often have, you know, losses. But I think with business, you have to be really flexible. And, you have to just, when you're remote, you have to use what you can get your hands on and make the best of lemon.
So a little bit of lemonade.
Yeah.
And what have you got growing at the moment, and what's its destination?
We're growing some microgreens for Cable Beach Club and for Bali High. And we have a very nice looking, it's called baby kale. She has a smaller, less bitter leaf than your large Tuscan kale. I'm very interested in water plants at the moment. So we're trying to grow things like, or propagate things like watercress, Lebanese watercress and standard watercress. So they do grow really well at the moment, especially in aquaponically or in water. And we're just trialling a few different ways of growing things. So your standard NFT channels with your pots and the slab method, and using a product called BioStrate, which is like your biodegradable compostable carpet. And we're just trying to do our best without using, with using recycled materials or materials that you can reuse or biodegradable compostable materials.
That sounds really interesting. You're learning all the time by the sounds of it too, and really being a little bit experimental.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I've had to learn plumbing and horticulture and aquaculture. it's been a lot, but it's been enjoyable.
Well, with all of those things to learn, one has to ask, what on earth motivated you to take up such a challenge then, when it perhaps wasn't already something you'd been doing prior?
I dabbled with aquaponics when we lived in Alice Springs. And I think any town or any place that is remote where food security is hit and miss, you know, you might get trucks blocked by a cyclone in Kununurra, or, you know, the weather, or on strike, or whatever, for whatever reason. I think making sure that we have our local food supply is really important to me, and growing our own as well as growing for others is really important. And I think I admire those people that have land in Broome and are able to grow, you know, late into the wet season. It's hard work, but they do amazingly. We've got a little tiny block in town, so we need to grow as productively or as intensely as possible. So I've kind of dabbled in it, and I love it. I just love growing things and learning, you know, how to do it better. And, you know, I barely eat my own microgreens because I actually quite like them, and I know how much effort's gone into them. So sending them off is like sending your children to school.
Cassandra Douglas-Hill from True Leaf Farm, an urban farm in Broome.